It's Tuesday, I know. Jennifer knows. Ken Kessler knows. Michael Fortier at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich McFadden and the Good Day program is on the air. What we hope you know is the Good Day show. Here's some good news for the family of a driver who was dead. A dead driver along the side of the road locally here, Massachusetts. At 495 of the Mass Turnpike yesterday afternoon, a tractor trailer overturned, and the driver was pronounced dead on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
However, somebody figured it was worth a shot to see if they could revive him, and they did.
Awesome. Now, is this an innocent bystander kind of guy?
No, this was the guy in the cab.
No. I mean, who revived him?
It was somebody from the local fire and rescue.
Oh, cool. That's great.
Folks, his name, as a matter of fact, was, Feliz Piadre is his name. He's from Providence, Rhode Island. After he was resuscitated, taken to UMass Medical Center, he did die after a while. But he was pronounced dead at the scene, and then he came. Well, I thought that was good. They worked him until gave him a couple of more hours.
Oh.
I suppose that's not necessarily the best thing, but I thought it was good that they resuscitated him on the scene.
Yeah. It's always good to read that last sentence.
Just took a bad turn there.
All right, the Denver Sheriff's Department has a deputy. Quiet, Jennifer.
Okay, Colorado.
Denver, we shouldn't be laughing about the passing of...
No,
exactly. But he lived for longer than everybody thought he was going to live. Sheriff's deputy, you're going to take it. I'm going to get a few shots for that one.
Sure, there's quality of life coming in those 2 hours, too.
People are going to take Kenny, ignore whatever people say on Facebook and Twitter on this, will you? Sheriff's deputy in Denver arrested yesterday for helping an inmate escape from jail.
He died at the end.
So this is going to be the theme of the day, eh? At the end of every story, somebody dies.
That's right. All right. So somebody helps somebody escape from
Deputy jail. Matthew Andrews, accused of assisting the prison breaker Felix Trujillo, escaped from the county jail wearing a deputy's jacket. Trujillo has an extensive criminal record, including escape. Apparently he's been there, done that. And authorities have not figured out where he is yet, and they have not figured out what the relationship was between Andrews and Trujillo.
Hmm.
Or why he would have helped him escape. So
money,
there.
Love, power.
Could have been. Ooh, we really think like homosexual love or
so
something?
So is this guy in jail now for helping him escape?
Well, they have replaced one guy with another guy.
Hmm.
So Trujillo escaped, but Andrews is in his cell.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Replay. A little refresher game.
So now he just needs the next deputy to get him out.
Right.
That's right. It's like
just
a chain.
Keep it working.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him rolling, rolling, rolling.
Rolling.
Holy abudunga. All right. So Beyonce and Jay-Z are causing controversy over their vacation to Cuba. And I figured Jennifer Kenny would be a good one to grind up on that one. Beyonce, certainly a friend of President Obama's, of course, that had nothing to do with their getting special permission to go. Wasn't the president the one who said Jay-Z was, he didn't call him an A-ho. Wasn't that Jay-Z? Jackass. Who was the jackass?
Oh, that was Kanye West.
Kanye West. Okay. All right. I'm guilty of something that I'm not going to mention here. All right. Something about it. Anyway, so Jennifer, before I get my mouth into trouble here.
Yes.
The story about Jay-Z and Beyonce, is she pregnant?
She's not. I don't think so, anyway. She had a baby just kind of recently, maybe a year ago or so.
Yeah. Okay, so what else do we know? This is a story at DougStepan.com, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, all I've heard, and there's been a lot of jokes, by the way, on social media about them saying, hey, would you like to meet our leader? And them saying, no, we already know a communist, blah, blah, blah. You know, just these kind of things. But from what I understand, they got some special permission to visit Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans in Congress are not too happy about
really?
This, especially the ones representing South Florida.
Yeah.
And they've published a letter asking the Treasury Department to investigate their trip.
Why?
Well, I don't know. They don't have any exact accusations of wrongdoing, but they imply they believe Beyonce and Jay-Z may have broken the law.
Yeah. Well.
And hey, you know what? I think it's stupid that we still ban travel to
yep.
Cuba.
That's the bottom line of
but
the story.
But at the same time, you have to abide by it. I have to abide by it. So should Jay-Z and Beyonce, no?
Actually, you don't have to abide by it if you go through Montreal.
Right. You can get
it. You go up to Montreal, any place that goes into Cuba. If you fly from America into Canada, or from America into Mexico, or from America to Europe, or from America to any place, and then get on a plane there and go to Cuba, nobody's going to say boo to you. That's how stupid the regulations are. Another example of stupidity in government, and there are lots of those stories today. Jennifer, you'll be interested to know that a New York City man got a bill yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
This fellow was involved in a crash with an unmarked police car in New York City a month or two ago.
Uh-oh. And that's not who you want to hit, by the way.
He didn't hit them.
They hit him. Oh, that's right. I remember these guys. Yeah.
All right. He was on a bike.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So he's received a $1,200 bill in the mail for damages to the car that hit him.
Ugh.
Okay? You like
are you
that?
Kidding?
Uh-huh. A few other examples of things that we'll rattle around with today as we continue giving you things to talk about. Some of them are serious, some of them are silly, some of them may be a combination of both. Start off serious, then get silly, and then go back to being serious again, as was the case with that poor fellow who expired. And Jennifer will not let me forget about that.
I already have. You brought it up again. It wasn't me.
All right, how are you treating your heart there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, folks everywhere who are concerned about your history in your family? There may be problems with the heart of a loved one, your father, your mother, grandparents, somebody who's in your family who's had some kind of disease that was related to inheritance. That is, like me, for example. I have inherited the sad reality that my liver creates too much bad cholesterol. So I have to take care of that. And one of the ways that I have found over the years, excuse me, and during this program, I've been exposed to lots of different things. And I will tell you, this is the best, bar none. Product is called Cardiol. C-A-R-D-I-O-L. Cardiol takes care of high cholesterol and the bad cholesterol that comes from your body just making too much of it. Could be that you eat the wrong things as well. There's a new television show. I don't know if you saw it or not last night, Jennifer and Kenny, on TNT. I think it was on TNT, or maybe it was TBS, one of the cable channels, with Ving Rhames.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Monday Mornings, about a hospital crew. And it was adapted from a book written by Sanjay Gupta from CNN about this hospital. It has a lot of interesting creative and it's another hospital drama. How many of these do we have? But I thought this was pretty interesting, actually. And one of the things they were dealing with, one of the storylines, was a 16-year-old boy who was obviously obese came into the hospital having a heart attack. And so the doctor who was treating this kid put a stent in him, took to task the grandmother, who was the parent of the child, for feeding him the junk that kids eat today. And you see, this is certainly a serious example of it, but when you see how heavy this kid is, and we all know there are a lot of children around who are very heavy, and so if you are feeding them this kind of food, they're at risk for having this kind of a problem. And one way you can deal with it, this is for, by the way, not just adults. Cardiol is for everybody who's got a cholesterol problem. So here's a way for you to figure out if it's right for you. In 30 days, you can use Cardiol free by dialing 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. You pay shipping and handling. They'll send you a 30-day supply. So you ask yourself, okay, I'm going to take this, and I know it'll be good for me because I'm believing what you tell me, but do I have to go to the doctor every time to get the blood tested? And the answer is no. Cardiol has now put together a package with a cholesterol test kit that you can do at home, gives you all your cholesterol numbers, and we're going to be giving those away with a Cardiol trial. The bottom line here is that you call this number, 888-809-6424, or go online to cardiol.net/Doug and ask them, when you talk to them about the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, how you can get the Cardiol cholesterol home test kit. It's 99% accurate as far as blood is concerned, blood work. And if you're the right caller, I think it's every fifth caller, you get a free one. So the free cholesterol home test kit, by the way, I believe it's worth paying for. So it's only like $89.95 or something. Very good to have, especially if you're worried about your cholesterol and your triglycerides. It's the way of monitoring it right at home. 888-809-6424 or online at cardiol.net/Doug.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 19 at the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich, and Michael all here to sort of put it together. I'm looking, I know you're a big fan of The Voice. And
I love it.
I was paying a little attention to it last night along with Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks to me that the candidates for victory here on The Voice might be older than what you see on the other shows. That is, American Idol, and X Factor, and
sure.
Some of these other...
Well, the other shows have age limits. American Idol, you have very specific, I think it's 16 to 28 or 29, something like that.
Yeah.
Where there, that's the beauty of The Voice, is that you can be 70 years old, or you can be 6 years old, and you can come out and sing, and the backs are turned to you, and that's not going to cause
they're
them to judge
know.
You. Right.
Right.
They're not going to be able to see you. I have noticed that this year, they get really excited when they find someone who's young and really good.
The judges.
But it seems like they're the younger folks this year just don't have the seasoning, and they have been picking the people in their 20s and 30s forward. Yeah.
Is that the same case with Dancing with the Stars? How's the crop there this year?
You know, I haven't been watching this year.
Really?
No.
Oh, my heavens. Well, you can't watch both.
I can't even guess and tell you.
21 After on Good Day.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Some good news for change. Yeah. It looks like Twinkies have been saved.
Yeah.
Yeah. The company that owns Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer has been approved to buy Hostess Twinkies. That's true. A company spokesperson said, "We want to branch out from people who don't care what they drink to people who don't care what they eat." This is going to work.
I love this story. This is so stupid. President Obama, a bit of hot water over remarks he made at a fundraiser here in California. He called Kamala Harris the best-looking attorney general out there. You know what's funny about this? He was tired of people comparing him to George Bush. Finally, he has something that makes him look more like Bill Clinton. Yeah, that's good. So there you go. There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, because he said she was attractive, people are calling his remark sexist. Now the president, I think, is overcompensating. He's trying to balance it out. Like today, he said Attorney General Eric Holder had a great ass. You know, so I think he's trying to fix, you know. Yeah.
There's this trend now of politicians cutting their salaries by 5% because of budget cuts. Did you hear about that? It's cool, except for Vice President Joe Biden. He won't do it. Yeah. He's one of the highest-ranking cabinet members who hasn't given up 5% of his salary. Though, in fairness, it'll take Biden at least a month to figure out what 5% of his salary is.
Nine plus... No. Divided by... No. Hey. Boobs. Look, it says boobs.
That's right. Apparently, Joe Biden is still refusing to give up any of his salary. When asked for comment, he was like, "Look, I kept my room clean. That was the deal."
Right. There you go. All right. Perhaps the saddest. A lot of people yesterday talking about Margaret Thatcher dying.
Yesterday.
Friday, people talking about Roger Ebert dying. And today, a lot of people talking about Annette Funicello dying at the age of 70. How many people remember the Mickey Mouse Club? I remember the words. I can remember the scenes of the kids coming through the door. Listen to this.
Bobby. And
there. Remember them coming through the door?
Yes.
There's a few around.
Bobby.
She went on to be a television star in her own right, a movie star, a lot of songs, clips from some of the movies, those Beach Blanket Bingo movies and all the other things. I think we have some outtakes from some of the movies here. Do we not, Michael? We have.
I got some songs.
Oh, I thought you had some movie outtakes. All right. Yeah, okay, a couple of songs would be good. Why not? A couple of Annette songs with Frankie Avalon.
That.
Right? Not like this.
Pineapple Princess, he called me Pineapple Princess all day as he played ukulele on the hill above the bay. Pineapple Princess, I love you, you're the sweetest girl I've seen. Someday I'm gonna marry and you'll be my Pineapple Queen. I saw
you got, Michael?
Let's see. How about Beach Party Tonight? Like a concert?
Yeah. One of the beach banking blankets.
Nothing is greater than the sand surfing soft air. Unwrap our boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach Party Tonight.
Yeah. This is one. Of her being on the Danny Thomas show. She was all over the place. Why did she get out of the Musketeers in this? She got into late teenagerhood. Is that a word?
She had quite a career filming.
Well, she had a career that lasted until she discovered she had multiple sclerosis.
And everybody's sweetheart.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
She was everybody's favorite Musketeer, wasn't she?
Absolutely. Without question, she was. Yep. She was only 7. She had MS over the last 20 years or so. So, the passing of Annette here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's easy to convince food lovers to take a culinary vacation. But for those of you who don't want to dedicate an entire trip to food, there are some options that are much shorter. The Culinary Institute of America is known for its week-long cooking and wine classes. But there's also a tasting bar where you can pay just $10 to $15 for a quick lesson. In food-obsessed New Orleans, there are culinary schools all over the city. But one cool concept is at Langlois Culinary Crossroads, where the chefs will show you the ropes. But the focus is really on tasting and learning about Cajun and Creole dishes. Seasons of My Heart Cooking School in Oaxaca, Mexico has week-long courses, but even those with a passing interest can participate in just half-day classes or a market tour. And if you really want to learn from the experts, the Brooklyn Kitchen has two-hour classes led by chefs from a local pizzeria, brewmasters, and even a New York pickle maker. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Woo-hoo! That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program.
Oh my gosh!
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers. advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Government reports to report on today. The Doug Steffen Good Day way of trying to figure out what it is that you actually should know from your government. We want to know that the government is working well. And, of course, it's a short story because we know the government isn't working well.
They're working real good.
Yeah. The story today about what happens with your dollars and cents. Mm-hmm. You may or
I give them to the government.
Yes, you do. And here's how they're wasted.
Uh-oh.
According to a report that's out today, Jennifer, redundant federal programs are leading to hundreds of billions of dollars in waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Who have you heard talk about this before?
You.
Thank you. White House says the president knows it's a problem and will propose eliminating redundant programs in the federal budget this week. So in this study that's out today, 31 areas of duplicative spending. That's the front page story, by the way, on USA Today, today. Government agencies spending billions, for example, in mapping data. We all know what can't we just get it off of GPS? What do we need the government to do it for? And, by the way, one agency on top of another agency, on top of another agency, doing the same damn thing, and none of them know it. They don't check with each other to find out what they, see who they already have mapped or how other areas. Yeah, okay, I'm blowing a gasket here. At least 23 different federal agencies run hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of programs to support renewable energy. How do we need we need 23 different agencies to do that. Why not?
Sounds like one would be okay.
Thank you.
The one that just talks to everybody that works there instead of separate stuff.
We're talking about redundant federal programs. Let's see here. Each branch of the armed services developing its own camouflage uniforms without sharing them with the others. That's brilliant. American taxpayers, you are buying the same service in some cases 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Over the past 3 years, the Government Accountability Office has found 162 areas where agencies duplicate efforts at that are being done by others. And because a Republican brings this up, the Democrats pay no attention to it. That's how politically sterile the environment has become in Washington. Nobody knows. The Government Accounting Office can't even come up with an accurate number as to how much money is being wasted, other than they know it's hundreds of billions of dollars. The Obama administration says it's making progress. Are you kidding? What a joke. The proposal in the budget is to cut 215 federal programs, which will save $25 billion a year. That's a joke. It's a joke. They're going to reorganize the science education programs spread out over 13 agencies. Why not take them all? They're so damn obvious.
Well, and why do we have, I mean, how did they get this way to begin with?
You know what bothers me? These phonies. The press secretary says at the release of this, well, from day one, the president has made rooting out waste and improving the way government works a top priority.
Yeah, okay.
Right behind golfing with Tiger Woods.
Their right mind believes anybody in the federal government is trying to cut out waste, fraud.
No, because it's their own well-being. Here's the joke, is that they make all of us hate each other. Republicans, Democrats, hate them. They're all in a club together. They're all protecting their interests. I hate to tell you, but all these career politicians, they're slapping their backs on the weekends. They may fight a little in front of the camera, but this is like a protected club, and they want to protect their longevity there. Ugh.
There's a prof at Virginia Tech named Harold Garner, who has been doing his own private research on this. We have the GAO doing one bit of research. This guy has found a database of 850,000 federal programs. 850,000 federal programs. And there are grants, for example, in here that are funded, two different grant programs, for the same stuff, biomedical research, $200 million last year spent on that alone. The point is, agencies do not exchange information. There's no centralized place where all of this stuff can be managed and searched and discovered. They don't give a damn about your money. And they want to tax you more? This is more than gasket-blowing material. More than acceptable, conceivable. You want to pay more money for this kind of stuff? I would challenge you. What's the matter with you? Does that sound too caustic?
Well, I mean,
what's the matter? Maybe better.
What's the matter with them?
What's the matter with people who don't take this seriously?
Yeah.
You want to spend more money or send more money to the federal government? Great. Go ahead and do it. I don't want to.
Make a donation.
Yeah. Help yourself to the welfare program, the cap all welfare program.
The idea that there's not enough money flowing into the government is just so laughable. It's just that if they, I mean, they're out of touch. I mean, you know how state and county jobs, if you can get them, they're great if you're on that side of it. But you know how wasteful they are. I mean, we've had some county workers, you know, come through our doors and love them, you know, but it's a different style. And I think they'll admit it's a different style of working because you have to have people sign off on things. It's just not quite as entrepreneurial as people in the private sector, I would imagine. You have to have a lot of people sign off and stamp things, and, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting to see how it all works. Or doesn't. I guess is maybe the better way to say it.
Or doesn't maybe is better. All right, Kenny, Ken Kessler, monitoring our Facebook page, social media in general. What do people have in their minds about some of these things, or are we just now waking up the dead?
Thomas says about the report that's due today on the redundant wasteful spending, that he says he bets nothing gets done about it.
Mm. Why? Why don't we have a responsive representative form of government that does something about this? Why should it be a few people like me who make all this noise and people say, yeah, he's right, and then nobody does anything about it? Not a thing. Not one thing. It's embarrassing to see how much of this is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and compare that to how much money is being spent. When you look at the dollars, and the Pentagon is my favorite target because of the report that was issued, I think, last fall, suggesting, because that was when the first budget proposal for $700 billion military defense procurement, $700 billion from you and me to have a military which supposedly protects us. So of that $700 billion, the GAO said their studies suggest that $260 billion of that annually is waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. And for $460 billion, you'll get the same protection, the same everything. And where are all these people? And by the way, some of the same people that are happy to bring out how much redundant federal programs cost us, don't seem to care about the military, where there are more redundant programs. All these sacred cows, and, oh, we got to protect the military. Nonsense. It is. It's pure nonsense. All right, let's see if the next president of the United States can fix this. Because apparently there are going to be some hot times.
He's going to do some cutting. He's got a scissors.
He? Up. How do you know it's going to be a he?
Oh, the new next president. Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you said this president.
No, this president's...
yeah, I would say he has his scissors out. He's ready to go.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully the next president will. And you know what I think would help?
Right.
When they make these nominations, instead of nominating their buddies or people that helped them get elected, wouldn't it be nice if they, like, nominated some people from the private sector? Is that even allowed?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't that be cool?
Wouldn't that be so cool if someone says, hey, here's a great... I mean, obviously, you can say what you want about Herman Cain, but he had a lot of success with Godfather's Pizza. Let's bring him in for something. Let's bring in some of these other great businessmen that we can think of. I mean, it would be smart.
All right, so here's something in the food for thought department, Jennifer. The study of women's media coverage surveys, two of them, not one, but two were released yesterday. They clearly demonstrate that sexist media coverage results in drastic decreasing of voter confidence in women candidates.
I agree with it.
Let's see, the first one, Lake Research Partners, and the second was Chesapeake Beach Consulting. They did not know that each of the others were working on the way women appear in the press, whether women are positively covered, negatively covered, or whether the press was neutral in their coverage. And it appears that negativity in both of them, both surveys report respondents... suggest that the idea of female candidates running for office is not something that people look upon favorably in general. Why? Media sexism.
Well, I think we're all guilty of it. I think it's the media, but I also think it's culture. Maybe the media perpetuates the culture. But look, I'll give you two really good examples. The first thing everybody said about Sarah Palin is, oh, she's hot. Had nothing to do with anything. It had to do with her look.
Yep.
And Hillary Clinton is another one where the first thing we talk about is her lack of sexuality. The fact that she wears these pantsuits all the time. I mean, it almost becomes more about the pantsuit that she's wearing than it does about what she's saying or her qualifications. And I know that I've gotten on you and Rich about this because sometimes, you know, you guys are talking about it. I'm like, hey, you know, this is not how we talk about our male politicians.
Nope, you're right. But I remember talking about Sarah Palin exactly the way you see. I remember calling Richie.
Yeah.
The night she and I said, hey, she's good looking. I'm voting for her.
Yeah. And
I didn't say that about John McCain. Hey, he's good looking. I'm voting for him.
Now, I will tell you this. To be fair, I did hear Ann Coulter talking not so long ago about after CPAC about who would be the next Republican nominee for president.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, would it be Rand Paul? Would it be Marco Rubio? And she said neither of them because they're too short.
Really?
And so, you know, to be fair, I think we are judged on our looks often. And I think she is, I don't know if she's 100% right, but I do think there is some security in the fact that people vote for tall presidents. I mean, we've really only had people over 6 foot, right? Jimmy Carter, is he tall?
Jimmy Carter was short. No, Jimmy
Carter
was,
so he was our last short president. Look what happened.
I don't think Dwight Eisenhower was that tall. I don't remember. That's an interesting point. I never thought about it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Food for thought.
But with all the press coverage now, you think about when the debates come up, if one of the candidates is considerably shorter than the other,
they stand in a box.
It's just going to look bad when they come out to shake each other's hand, and people will have that perception that the short guy's no good.
All right, as a perception is the rule, right? Perception is reality.
It sure is now with everything on video. Yep.
Sure it is. All right. Thank you for both of your comments. 888-302-3684. Your comments as well. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day Show. Let's be honest. I don't want to be honest.
No, let's lie.
Let's not tell the truth. Come on. All right. Let's talk about your teeth. Jennifer has nice teeth. Kenny, I haven't seen you in so long. I don't know what your teeth look like. Are they okay?
I have great teeth.
Nice teeth.
I've gone through lots of work to...
All right. Okay. We don't have to worry about Kenny either. How about you? As you get up this morning, look in the mirror, how do your teeth look? Are they yellow, ugly, not attractive? If they are nice and sweet and white, then you probably don't have too much to worry about, so you can take the next 60 seconds off. But maybe you know somebody who's got messy teeth. And maybe you know someone who's tried already to whiten their teeth using that stuff in the trays. You stick it up in your teeth and it makes your gums really crazily sensitive. Ugh. Nope. No need for that anymore, because Power Swabs are here to the rescue. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun! I have Power Swabs for you. Clinically proven teeth whitening system removes stains from your teeth in 5 minutes. Count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Secret is a patented tooth detergent that dissolves stains on your teeth and whitens your teeth without sensitivity. It's a pain-free solution. You love it. We present a problem and a solution. Yellow, ugly, stained teeth. Here's the way to get rid of them. Call 800-865-7602. And by the way, Power Swabs works on caps, crowns, veneers, that sort of thing. So become a winner. Call today, 800-865-7602. The only way you can get Power Swabs is through this deal, and the offer includes mentioning my name and getting 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. Put it on. And in 5 minutes, your teeth are two shades whiter. Just keep it on. Keep it up for a week or so. And then there's maintenance. Keep up with the maintenance of your teeth. And you will love the results. I promise it. And they do, too, or your money back. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
If you're lost in a zone,
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, so Jen, WikiLeaks.
WikiLeaks.
Let's hear it for WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a song.
Hooray.
About WikiLeaks. Hooray! All of the government documents that they have released so far are now easily accessible through a new searchable database.
Ooh, uh-oh.
WikiLeaks announced yesterday has now made it possible for you to search through all of the 2 billion secret documents from the State Department that they have released. Woo-hoo! Files from 1973 on. I love this. Secretary of State Kissinger is outed sort of here. And there are a lot of other things. I mean, we all know what, how the administration tried to go after Julian Assange. Because of the leak. I think it was the greatest thing to happen since bread was sliced, frankly.
That was pretty great.
Yeah, 51 after on Good Day.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating.
Spring. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Talking about Beauty and the Beast in terms of political profiles and whether men and or women win because of their looks. Paul, listening in Danville, Illinois, wants to tell us his thoughts about JFK and how he got elected, right?
How you doing, Doug? Good morning. Well, nice to talk to you again.
And nice talking with you again, sir. What's going on?
And I wish I could cite it better, but there was some type of an exit poll, if you will, when Kennedy was elected. And they polled women, and the women admitted overwhelmingly that they voted for Kennedy based on his good looks. And if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the first major televised debates between Nixon and Kennedy.
See, I voted for Nixon because of his heavy beard.
Well, remember, there was a big thing we studied in journalism school, and that was that Nixon was all sweaty and nervous looking, and he didn't have the makeup on that Kennedy did, and that's what cost him the debate, even though people listening on radio thought he won.
Well, he didn't really win because of his looks. He won because his father paid off the Chicago Pauls, and he won Northern Illinois, and that's how he carried the day. That's really how he won, but his looks didn't hurt. I think that's
corruption in our politics here in Illinois, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Corruption in Illinois? Please, sir. How dare you cast aspersions on the... What's the nickname of Illinois? I forgot. My mother's from Illinois, but I don't remember.
Prairie State, Land of Lincoln.
Land of Lincoln.
The Corruption State, right, I believe,
the corruption
is the new
state.
Name.
Right. State of Corruption. All right, Paul. Thanks for the call. 888-302-3684. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day at 55 past the hour. Here's Shelley Palmer talking about how the NFL is using technology to help determine during the games if a player has suffered a concussion. This is going to be very interesting and follows a thread that we've been following on this program for several years. That story coming right up here on Good Day.
If you're lost in a zone,
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, as the millions of Americans who watch NFL games every Sunday know, one of the biggest issues facing the league right now is the rise of concussions and head trauma. Last season, the NFL brought in third-party neurological consultants to make sure that coaches don't let concussed players re-enter the games too soon. Players are tested before the season to establish a baseline and need to meet certain standards to take the field after an injury. Starting next season, an app on the iPad will be used to help during that test. The idea is that the iPad app will have the data from the baseline test readily available so that it can be more quickly determined if a player's answers meet the requirements for him to re-enter the game based on how well he does on tests like word recall ability. What's the next step? Dr. McCoy's medical tricorder. Having the NFL embrace this technology is great news for the sport and its players' mental health. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yes.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
All right, speaking of apps, technology news from the City of Angels today, Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
They unveiled yesterday a smartphone app that lets residents report potholes.
Oh, I have a few around here.
Pay city utility bills and look up dog parks.
Oh, that's fun.
Can even snap photos.
Wonder
to
how much that costs.
Company, yeah. How much does the taxpayer pay for that?
Yeah.
Get a picture of your pothole or graffiti and send it along to the city so they can take quick action to fix the problem. Wow, that sounds cool. Right? Another app. Don't forget to find Doug Steffens. The app is a Good Day show. You can find it actually in several different locations.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.